won't you please bring my girl back, babe?
Devon Rismay loves to sing the blues. It's not surprising that the teenager picked a genre indicative of longing and sadness. Rismay was taken from his parents as a young boy in the Virgin Islands. He looked forward to being reunited with them, but that never happened.
My parents didn't come, so they got their rights violated. So ever since then, I was put up for adoption and things like that.
How old were you when that happened?
I was 12.
And, I mean, what was that like? That had to have been just gut-wrenching to go through.
Oh, yes. It was quite depressing, actually. But I never really gave up. But I kind of seeked out a family.
Rismay was almost adopted 3 times, but each time the families changed their minds. He said the resulting roller coaster made it hard to fit in with other kids his age.
I was getting bounced around from school to school. I didn't quite have a normal life like other teenagers did. I didn't have the privilege to spend overnights or, you know, even have friends or girlfriends, go to movies or whatever like that, you know. So it was quite difficult, actually.
So Rismay taught himself how to play the guitar. He said it was his way of escaping the stress he felt every day. Unlike most teenagers, he didn't have a family to talk to about his problems. But his passion and quickly developing musical talent introduced him to a friend. Dave Shepard owns a music studio where he teaches kids. Wednesday's Child, a weekly show that features a child who is searching for a home, contacted Shepard about Rismay.
Some people had called me up that I kind of knew and said, can we film a segment, you know, for Wednesday's Child? I'm like, sure, you know, bring this guy down here. He's like 15 years old, I think. His name is Devon. And they said he liked to play the guitar a little bit. So he came in and we started jamming, and he could actually play. I mean, I teach hundreds of kids over the years, but this kid only been playing for, I think, 6 months at the time. And he could actually play. He had an amazing natural talent. So right away, I just took to him. You know, he's a great kid and he's got a great smile and a great personality and a just tremendous talent.
And then Rismay finally found a home. His social worker sent him to an outing where he met the woman who would soon become his new mom.
I met her at an adoption social that I did not want to go to. So I went with some other kids and I just brought my guitar, you know, just to entertain myself. So I sat down for a little bit, and then this one lady came up to me, and she just randomly started talking to me, and back then I was not the type that really talked to people. I wasn't social, so I was like, oh, I guess I just need to talk to her so I can get her out, you know, let her move away. So we talked back and forth, and she was a social butterfly, I could tell you that. So she loved to talk. And, you know, after we did some activities at the adoption social, and I didn't do any activities with her, but after I went back to my foster home, someone told me that someone wanted to mentor me.
Rismay continued taking music lessons with Shepard, and he got better and better. Rismay showed so much promise, he was given the opportunity to record a CD. He looks at the opportunity as a chance to give the music he loves a new voice.
I immediately went to Dave and told him, we've got to play blues. That's all I love to play. I'm all about the blues. Steve Ray Vaughan, Jimi Hendrix. So we went in there and recorded about 5 songs. And it was the best experience I ever had. What I plan to do one day is hopefully, I'm on a mission to hopefully bring back the blues on radio, because a lot of people these days are really losing their appreciation for the blues and, you know, hip hop and pop and country and stuff like that. That's kind of the most popular music of the day. So that's my mission and what I'm planning to do. Recording was the best experience I ever had.
His teacher, Dave Shepard, plays in shows with Rismay all over the Tampa Bay area. He expects his student will one day be better than he is. But for now, Shepard just enjoys watching Rismay grow as a musician and as a young man.
And you know what's really cool about it? I am always telling him how good he is, which maybe I shouldn't, but I do tell him how good he is. But when he heard himself played back on the CD, it was cool. His face just lit up, and he was just so happy. to hear himself played back and realize how good it sounded, you know. It really made me feel really good about the time I spent with him, too.
Devon Rizme is also a good student. He's involved in activities like ROTC and Toastmasters. He's also been a guest speaker numerous times, including on National Adoption Day and at the Foster and Adoptive Parent Association meeting of Pasco County. A website, wherewillwegotonight.com, has information about where Rizme's music can be heard. For WMNF News, I'm Janelle Irwin.